Two art openings here worth noting this weekend, both starting tonight. Terry Allen Jones' Progression opens at Adriana Cisneros' gallery on Loop 1604. Allen's been at it for quite a while.
I started taking art lessons from an eccentric lady who lived out in the country with her chickens in Uvalde when I was about 7 or 8 years old.
Nature is nearly always Jones' muse, and oils and soft pastels, his choice of media.
It's all nature, except for the one of my grandfather.
A huge painting of a cowboy surrounded by goats in a rural setting has a curious origin, a tiny photograph.
I think it was 2 inches square. So most of the painting is just imagination. He ranched in the 30s up on the Divide. Rough country, tough country.
Allen calls his work modern art, but his 26 paintings he's showing also have a certain impressionistic feel to them.
Starts at 6:30, and we're going to go till 9:30, and later than that if anybody wants to hang around.
Also tonight, an exhibition opens at Beale House Arts.
It's called Beyond Service. It's an art show by veterans doing artwork for veterans and anybody else, of course.
Cody Vance is helping produce the program and another, which has spun off of Beale House's efforts.
And we're also rolling out the inaugural of Forward Arts, which is a veteran artist program that Beale House has started.
He says the creative outlet is really important to those who come and create.
I mean, we're not an art therapy type organization. We're just doing art classes, but we're giving them the tools to do the art and do the therapy on themselves.
Tonight's opening offers a mix of professional veteran artists and students.
It's going to be a very eclectic show because you're going to have everything from basic drawing to paintings to photography to stone sculpture. There's going to be great music and food and everything because Beale House always puts on a fantastic show.
That's tonight. Then tomorrow and Sunday, Kathy Armstrong says, don't miss Luminaria at Hemisphere.
Throughout the park, you will have musicians and bands playing either solo or with their entire set.
Luminaria is the contemporary arts festival with dance, visual arts, music, performance, and more.
So when you come to Luminaria, you'll be downtown San Antonio. Luminaria has 4 entry points, but there are no barriers. So as you enter, there'll be an information booth, and they can give you a little primer on what you might want to see first.
She suggests you come hungry and thirsty, as there will be all kinds of food and drink. You can even arrive by river barge.
In addition to taking the Rio cruises, you could also take a Lyft ride, and they do offer a discount. It's Luminaria 2019. Or you can take Via Metropolitan Transit, who will be extending their services.
Sunday features artists you can buy holiday gifts from, then an on-site performance at Mission San Jose to close it out.
Have a night of the arts that inspires you for the rest of the year.
And don't forget, Luminaria is free. In San Antonio, I'm Jack Morgan.